Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
I have prayed.
Praise the Lord. Have you ever wondered why Nigeria is in the mess we are in today? Anyone? Because I see some of our posts on Facebook. Why is it that with all the natural resources, to get one leader that knows his work has been a problem? It's very simple. They were never taught how to rule. They were never taught how to govern men. They were only taught how to steal. That one comes by natural default position. All of us here know how to steal, don't we? Yes. We just knew how to take meat in the mother's pot. Praise God. Am I making sense to you? Why is it that all the princes of kingdoms are not allowed to go to public schools? They don't study chemistry. They don't study physics. They study government. Prince Charles and Williams, they didn't go to Harvard. They didn't go to Cambridge. They were tutored specifically to govern. You see, when Nebuchadnezzar, go to Daniel chapter 1. Let's pick that thought from where he began to speak. I think verse 3. This is kingdom mentality. Daniel 1. Give me from that. I think it's verse 3, if I'm not mistaken. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 is 3. And the king spake unto Aspanas, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes. Children in whom there was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge and understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might, whom they might do what? Teach. Kingdom requires that people who will handle authority in future must be taught. You must be taught. Teach the learning and the tongue of what? The Chaldeans. I said at the beginning that the church is a means to an end. Church should teach you how to govern. Pastor made mention of it. He said the world to come, of which we speak, will not be committed to the hands of angels anymore. You are the people that will run the show. Now, if you don't understand, if you are not conversant with how it is supposed to be done, you will get and be asking, Michael, what am I supposed to do with this? And he'll say, but sir, you should know. The Ecclesiastes said, woe to you, O land, if your king is a child. Woe to you. They need to teach you. They need to expose you. There are information you are hearing that is only in the ages to come that they say will not make meaning to you. They don't want to get to everyone and say, and you are looking at what are coming from the throne of God and asking somebody, what is this that's coming out? They will look at you, huh? Are you JJC? Are you part of us? Did you not read your Bible while you were on earth? Everything is given for us, for life and what? Godliness. Everything in this book, from Genesis to Revelation, is for the world to come. So they take you through experiences in life to teach you. To teach you how to handle authority. They teach you how to walk in love. They teach all these things are exposures. Some of you, your lives are so organized that you will not allow God to take you through a process. You need that information. Hallelujah. So the church is the place where people are taught. How did Paul say? The pillar and the what? The ground of truth. That's where they teach you. Kingdom. It's unfortunate when you have a church system where, like I said yesterday, they are teaching you Ogo Mida. Oni Ogo Mida. How will you be ready to handle powers of the ages to come? Because they are not teaching you properly. That is the requirement of kingdom. We want children that will teach the learning and the tongue of the kingdom. There is a language of the kingdom. Every kingdom has a language. Every kingdom has a currency. Every kingdom has a constitution. Am I making sense to you? Every kingdom has an health system. Health system. Every kingdom. They have an army. Praise the Lord. So when you are being exposed to teachings, please don't let your heart be saying, I want action. Learn before you go and act. Learn before you go and act. Many years ago, I read a comic book. And that comic has helped me a lot. And that's why I was not susceptible to this teaching that came. This motivation, you can do everything, you can even, if it's possible, you can even climb Kilimanjaro and fly it down. But in that comic, they taught that guy so many things. The character was so weak, he had no self-esteem, he had no nothing. And they took him through a series of teaching, and they pumped ambition, pumped everything to his mind, that he came to a place where he believed he can do everything. But the last day of school, they did not see him. He had killed himself because he felt he could stop a truck. I said it's a comic. It's a comic. It's not a real story. It's not Hollywood. It's a comic. So they said that, and this last is to teach him discretion. The last course was discretion, but he was not in school. He had killed himself. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Let us learn as God will help us. In this school, it's a school. The church is a school. Life is a school. Everything is a school. Jesus taught us his doctrine. Let us learn his doctrine. Doctrine is just not things he said, is attitudes, is lifestyle. If you study him properly, if you study the Gospels very well, you will know the things Jesus likes and the things he does not like. You will just know. You will just begin to know. You will find out that you will begin to think like Jesus. You will just find out, you just start thinking like him. When you meet Pharisees, you will ask them, is it good to give is it tied to Caesar or not? He said, give me the coin of Caesar. When I was in school, I had a friend who was a lawyer by training, was a lawyer, and was very, very, very arrogant. Very arrogant young man. Very arrogant. He believed everybody was an idiot. And I used to take him on. We used to argue hours. After we argued, when he will now want to take me into the realm, he was an unbeliever. was an unbeliever. He didn't like God. Later I learned that he was in the occult. He was a cultist and all that. So he didn't like Christianity. So I used to argue that this is the word of God. He will now take me into the realm of law. I said, hey, my friend, don't take me to the realm of law. Otherwise, that you can take you to the realm of engineering. And you'll be completely lost. Let us talk simple logic. And so we kept arguing until one day he said, you are the only Christian I've ever talked with that I was not able to defeat in argument. How did I learn? Just studying Jesus. I just learned it from Jesus. He will say something, how do you read it? How do you interpret it? He'll be looking at me. Jesus is born, man. Jesus is born. I love Jesus. Mama, thank you for showing us the doctrines of Jesus. Can we?
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint, Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.